Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for giving me a call. Regards, Spud, the book.
I was going to
Mark Carroll's story.
Let's talk about it. Tell us about the book. I had a read of it last night. Absolutely fascinating, some parts of it, and it's just a really, really good story. So tell us about it in your words.
Well, it's been written by Adam Hawes, a good mate of mine. When I was doing some work at Fox, we've always spoken about writing a book. And when COVID hit sort of last year, we sort of, how I did it, I'd get down to the water's edge near where I live. I'd have a Tui's New on my hand and I'd talk for an hour. He'd record it.
Yep.
He'd then put it back on print form and then I'd send it off to my mates and they'd all come back saying, Spud, this sounds bloody great. You should put a book out of it, do a whole book. And then, anyway, we ended up doing, I think, 40-odd chapters. That's great. You know, it's from childhood to, you know, the Super League wars. Mm. I've been right through it. You know, the days of Hollywood, you know, looking after Russell Crowe and life after footy. So, there's plenty in there, and there's a couple of tricky little stories which you have to buy the book to see what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll get to where you can buy the book in a few moments' time. Now, of course, Spud, you were a tough player on the field. I was doing some research. YouTube is amazing at the moment, and I was doing some research on you because I remember obviously watching you back in the 90s. What made you a tough player? Was it parents' upbringing? Was it just the fact that it was just you as a person? Just, I'm just going to go out there and be the toughest I can be?
Yeah, I think it's a question I'm often asked. My mum's only 5 foot, and I was a 10-pound baby. And my dad was an ex-muso. My dad was a bass player for Johnny O'Keefe all those years ago. So my dad never played rugby league. Where do I get the urge? Mate, I used to hate losing Monopoly. So you can imagine me losing a game of rugby league. Even my wife used to say, you know, let the kids win. I said, no, they've got to learn to win. It's just, I don't know where you get it from. But that's, I've always had that. I have that. That's my mindset every time I wake up, you know, you just got to have a go, 110%.
Yep.
But also, well, I like to tell these young blokes, you've got to practice what you preach. You've got to do your extras. Yeah, you know, why do you think the Billy Slayers of the world and the Cameron Smiths are the best at their position? When they're at their position, they're at the best because they used to practice.
Yep.
You know, Andrew Johns, you know, he's kicking it. They say, oh, great kick, hit the post. Well, mate, I used to see him putting kicks in the garbage bins. He's like a golfer. If it doesn't go in the hole, he doesn't like it.
Yep. You got to keep doing it, and practice that. And what is the old cliche, isn't it? Practice makes perfect, and certainly, you know,
makes perfect.
You know, it keeps you on your toes. And even when you think you got it perfect, you still keep practicing. So, was rugby league always the passion for you, Spud, or was there any other sports growing up as a kid, or was it rugby league and no questions asked?
Well, Mum says that you know, that I look good. I had the boots and all the other stuff, but they put me into soccer first up, and I was used to going around digging holes and running around in circles and the. Mum looked at my dad and said, this kid hasn't got brains for soccer. We'll have to put him in the rugby league. So rugby league was, you know, the first thing I got put into as a kid. I used to love little athletics. A lot of people don't know. I finished my career in the front row. I actually played, 5'8" up until the age of 18. Myself and Mark Guyer, there's photos in the book of myself and Mark Guyer. We're all 6'4". We both had the same hairstyles back then with a mullet and the flat top. And it's quite amazing when you go in and start playing in first grade. You try and have those skills, but then your body sort of grows and your position changes. But, 5'8" and up till... And I still hold a 100-metre sprint record of 100 metres at primary school.
Wow.
And I'm now 54, so it's quite incredible.
I tried running once, but the policeman caught up with me, but that's another story. Mark Spud Carroll joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View, talking about the Mark Carroll story, a great book, and we'll get to where you can buy it in a few moments' time. Now, obviously, rivalries were huge back... Well, they still are to this day. I mean, all you have to do is just mention an event probably a decade ago now between the Melbourne Storm and the Manly Sea Eagles, the Battle of Brookie.
Yeah.
But rivalries for you, obviously, the big one, of course, is with the Chief, Paul Harrigan. Tell us about that, because, as I said, I was doing some research in the early hours of this morning, and I tell you what, it was a rivalry.
Yeah, all of your listeners down there and close to Melbourne Storm, what a fantastic site they are. But so if you want to go on YouTube and have a look at the clashes myself and Paul Harrigan used to have, that was brutality. You know, a couple of hits, he got me good, and I got him a couple of good times as well. But at the end of the day, we were brought up on passion. We were brought on the old, you know, you put your heart in your sleeve and you'd never go off the field. It was a badge of honour to stay on the field. And these days now with the HIA, which I do agree with.
Yep.
But back then, I tell you, if we had HIA, mate, we wouldn't be on the field. But the thing about Chief, as I said, he always got up and we accomplished every game. But I regard him as a mate. You know, I often ring up and see how he's going. He does the same with me. But the crazy thing about this game of rugby league, we've actually formed a legacy. People still talk about that collision back in 1995.
Mm. Yep.
And as a kid growing up, all I wanted to do was play rugby league. Yep. And, yeah, to form a bit of a legacy, especially with someone like that, I'm absolutely stoked.
Now, you mentioned there about the HIA, and which has been implemented into the game now. Your thoughts on the game now as it stands with the new rules that have come in, with the six again, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, the six again is great, but there's a couple of rule changes. You'd probably like to change, but with the HIA, it had to come in. I think there's a couple of probably court cases in there they're a bit worried about. It's like that movie... was about concussion in the United States for the NFL, and I think it really stirred the pot up here. Mm. They've got now cameras out there. If you wobble from side to side, you get taken off the field, mate. When we used to wobble, we used to do some what they call smelling salts, and then just go again.
Wow!
And it's just the way the players, they've been looked after. But my philosophy is, if you hit anyone on the chin, right, it's an automatic 6 weeks. A guy take a Canberra player. Hit a Melbourne player last week, smashed him, hit him straight in the jaw, and he got 3 weeks because he was a good boy. He had no other, what they call, priors. It should be a minimum 6 weeks.
Well, I was going to talk to you about Melbourne Storm, if I can, just being a little bit self-indulgent here, Sparty. If I can, of course, on Thursday night, equaling 19 wins in a row, a fantastic achievement, because I think it was the Roosters that was the last one they've matched the Roosters. Can you see it hitting the 20, and your thoughts on the Melbourne Storm, considering everyone sort of said, well, no Cameron Smith, no Billy Slater, no Cooper Cronk, no this, and then they've continued on their way.
Yeah, 1975, that was, the Roosters had that record, and they actually went past one of our records at Manly. We had 15 wins back in 95, and what a side this is. But you got to think, what about... Craig Bellamy, you talk about coaches you'd love to be coached by. I wish I was in this era getting coached by that guy. He is an absolute phenomenon. What he does for his players, he loves his players. The players love him, and they just put their body on the line. You can see the way they play. I just love the way they play. They've got every action out the back line. They've got different moves, and it only has to be out a split second, and they'll change the way the game goes. You get your Munsters. I know they call him the cheese man. I call him the demolition man. On TV, I call him the demolition man. Smith, I love him. Brandon Smith runs from the back fence. He reminds me so much of a bloke called Jeff Robinson, who I idolised when I was a young kid. Run as hard as you can and you don't get hurt. They're the rules in life.
Yeah, indeed. Now, just very quickly, mate, I really appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Just some advice for our younger generation. Obviously, here in Central Victoria, it's dominated by AFL, but there are some other sports as well that our younger generation play. And you being an elite athlete, as you were back in the day and still are with your gyms, what advice would you give our younger generation who might be listening this afternoon?
Well, firstly, it's all nutrition. Make sure you feed yourself good fuel. Get off the soft drinks, plenty of water. Soft drinks are horrible for kids. Eat good foods. But the main thing is practice what you preach. Yep. If you want to be a rugby league player, you've got to go and practice and tackle. Make sure you put your head in the right way. But most kids these days, I think they should be wearing a headgear. One of the best players in the game who also retired, he wore a headgear every day. Ponga wears a headgear every day. They make him look cool. Make sure you've got a mouth guard. And if you can get some shoulder pads, put some shoulder pads on. It's all about confidence.
Yep.
The young kids will be playing this game of rugby league. But, that's the best I can give them.
Well, you talk about the headgear. Thurston was another one with the headgear as well. And very generous, giving it away, at halftime and full time. He always did. Now, finally, Spud, we need the very important question. With Father's Day just around the corner, where can we buy the book?
great you brought that up. Spud, the Mark Carroll story. It's forwarded by Russell Crowe, a good mate of mine. Russell, I've worked with him for about 7 or 8 years. It's at penguin.com.au. It's penguin.com.au. It also comes out on audiobook. One of my guys I trained, but also a fantastic Australian actor, Wayne Blair, did the audiobook, and it's quite moving hearing your audio.
Penguin.com.au. Thank you very much, Spud, for your time this afternoon. We'll definitely be going out and getting a copy of the book, because it is a very interesting read, just in time for Father's Day. Thanks so much for your time, and stay safe in New South Wales, eh?
Yeah, have a great weekend.